Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The vaccine is designed to lower your immune system intentionally. I don't know if people really understand. You maybe kind of know this. You may have heard of it. But when we're talking about all the problems that people are having with their immune systems and the vaccinated, all the massive problems that they are having, well, your immune system being dropped by the vaccine and lowered massively was on purpose, and the pharmaceutical companies won't even deny it. They will tell you, yeah, of course we lowered your immune system. We had to, or else our vaccine wouldn't work. Although it doesn't really work anyways. You should see my show on the effectiveness of Pfizer, which they covered up the actual effectiveness of it. But I won't go deep into that, because that's not what this show is technically about, is whether the vaccines work or not, which they don't. But even if they did, they're still damaging your immune system to get the vaccine to take hold. Here's why. They will admit this to you. If they don't lower your immune system and they inject you, guess what? Your immune system will fight off their stinking gene therapy, because it's not even really a vaccine, but them messing with your genes. See, your body would protect itself against the vaccine. Now ask yourself this question just logically. If God designed your body to say no to this vaccine, I mean, your body is designed to say no to it. They have to hurt your immune system and lower it so that your body can't fight it off, for you to even have the vaccine produce the spike proteins that they are manufacturing in your body. Now, that alone should make you wonder, wait a minute, God didn't want my body to accept this kind of thing. They are damaging my immune system to make it, and they admit this, to protect you from COVID-19, which has a 99% survival rate for healthy people and is not even dangerous to any healthy person. Why would you ever get it? And then you still can get sick. You still can pass it on. You still, well, it's worse than that. You will get more sick from other sicknesses due to the vaccine, because they've lowered your immune system. This is major stuff. Kate Daly was interviewing Dr. Lee Merritt, and Dr. Merritt is talking about how she finally, at the very beginning, one of the big things that made her very worried about this vaccine, and very worried about people's immune systems, I'm sure, too. But she said this is what made her think it's a bioweapon, is when she saw this. And of course, this information was removed immediately after she started talking about it. But that's what they like to do when she talks about the red flags. She's talking about here how this big thing that happened that really made her think it's a bioweapon, and it has to do with HIV inserts. Well, I was going to explain more, but she'll explain it herself. Take a listen.
This is how I knew it was a bioweapon. This paper was published in January of 2020. It was forcibly withdrawn, but it was out there, and people could have read it. People in science should have known about it, that there were four artificial HIV inserts into the spike protein, okay, that came out of the lab. So what are they doing there? Well, it may have nothing to do with those, okay? There's a lot of reasons this thing could be damaging your immune system. The graphene oxide, the known cationic lipids, there's lots of things. Mm-hmm. And the known micro, here's what they did, to be very honest. It's not that they just didn't know about the shedding, that they didn't know that they were willing to go through that and miss that. They also don't really know when they, you know, it sounds good to say, oh, we're using mRNA technology, but what are they really doing? Unfortunately, this is one of those things, when you screw around with the basic DNA, RNA of life, and you screw around with these very complicated algorithmic kind of things that happen in the body that are very dependent on, you know, lots of little moving parts and lots of mRNAs and DNAs that are just, it's like this well choreographed dance that God created, and now man's trying to screw around with it. And like that old commercial for the butter, that the fake butter was, it's not good to fool Mother Nature. So they've got these things that are called microRNAs. So they make it sound like they're giving you this one little bit of RNA that'll make the spike protein. That's not true. They admit now there are other RNAs in there. And some of these are called self-amplifying RNAs, and they're microRNAs. And these act at a very upstream level to change your overall response, your immune response somehow. And the issue is they don't really have it all nailed down. How? You know, they know they're doing some things. They know, by the way, that they had to decrease your immune response in order to get this stuff to stay around long enough to have any effect. They know they had to decrease your immune response to get it into your genetic material to produce the spike protein. And for genetic therapies and cancer therapies, which these were designed to be, they know they had to decrease your immune response in order to get it into your nucleus, which MIT and other researchers now say is happening.
They've known from the beginning that they were going to decrease your immune response. Really, they're lowering your immune system. And apparently, a lot of it can stay lowered for a very long time because people are developing VAIDS, which she talks about, mentions as well later on. But that is the vaccine-induced form of AIDS. It's just a situation. What does AIDS do? AIDS makes it so that your immune system basically doesn't work properly. And that's why it was dangerous that for people who had AIDS to ever get sick. Well, that's what we're seeing with the vaccine. People who are vaccinated are having a very hard time. They're lying to you, by the way, especially in the United States, and falsely saying that there's all these deaths happening in hospitals are unvaccinated people. It's a flat-out lie. They are vaccinated. Apparently, they can say, if you've been vaccinated once, they can still claim you're not vaccinated, all the way up until being vaccinated twice, because that's their legal definition. You have to be vaccinated twice, and then 14 days after that vaccination. So let's say you get vaccinated, get a booster, a second vaccination, and then you die 5 days later after that second booster. They will classify you as unvaccinated and an unvaccinated death. Because they have to, folks. Understand, you think they wouldn't just blatantly do this. They wouldn't blatantly, yes, they have to, because the death rate has skyrocketed. The insurance companies have seen massive skyrockets in overall death, not due to COVID-19, only after the vaccine. And the hospitals have to somehow try to help cover this up because they've been the ones helping with this giant disaster of a experimental vaccine that they told you was experimental, in which they purposefully harmed your immune system and have brought it down. And you wonder about those HIV inserts. We don't know what's in the vaccine, so we can't say for sure if it's in there, but it would make sense that they were messing with HIV. What is HIV? They want to bring down, and it develops AIDS, which is something that will harm or bring down your immune system. Were they messing with that to try to get long-lasting ability to bring your immune system down so that your body will always produce the spike protein? I don't know what they're trying to do with that, but how is it coincidence that they have to bring down your immune system and they're messing around with HIV, and now we are having all these people popping up with VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS, and they're trying to cover it up, but at the same time, they're doing stories about HIV in the mainstream media all over the place, acting like there's going to be this big swing of HIV. I can't make this stuff up. It's too crazy to make up. Just think logically what has happened. Basically a cold went around the world. They locked everybody down for a cold, told you have to wear masks, locked economies down, then said, we will jam an experimental, never used before mRNA technology vaccine on you. You don't get to know what's in it. Don't you dare even try to act like there's anything bad in it, but we're not going to tell you what's in it. And we'll lie to you about it being approved by the FDA. We'll approve something else, but not give it to you. So you think you're getting an FDA approved thing when you're not, you're still getting the emergency use thing. And we're going to make ourselves not liable. So you can't sue us. So we're immune from all lawsuits too. Now go out there and inject yourself with something you don't know what it is, but we're telling you to do it, and then just go get more. And it's going to protect you from COVID, except for we lied. You need another one to protect you from COVID. Oh, we're sorry. You need boosters continually to protect you from COVID. Oh, we're sorry. You can get sick and be hospitalized even though you're vaccinated. Oh, we're sorry. You will more likely be sick and hospitalized. Oh, we're sorry. You're more likely to die if you've gotten the vaccine. Oh, we're sorry. We're going to lie now and say unvaccinated people are dying and they're the problem. Oh, and remember, vaccinated people can shed. And I did get COVID from vaccinated people. I never got it until I was around people who were vaccinated. And then boom, I got it. So don't tell me, you vaccinated people, that it doesn't happen. It's guaranteed that it happens. They know shedding happens. So vaccinated people actually get unvaccinated people sick, are actually a danger to unvaccinated people. And yet the media says unvaccinated people are a danger to the vaccinated, which logically makes no sense, because how can an unvaccinated person, me, be a danger to you when your vaccine is supposed to protect you? That's why you got it from unvaccinated people. So if you're saying, I got vaccinated, and how dare you not get vaccinated? You're a danger to me. Why'd you get vaccinated? If I'm a danger to you, you shouldn't have gotten vaccinated in the first place. There'd be no difference then. You just admitted your vaccine was idiotic to even get. If I'm a danger to you, you should be saying, I got vaccinated, so I don't care if you get vaccinated. That's whatever you want to do, because you can't do anything to me. I'm vaccinated. And you should be happy about it. Well, why are vaccinated people angry at unvaccinated people? Because they know their vaccine doesn't work and they know they've been fooled, but they won't admit to themselves that they've been lied to, they've been deceived, they can't do it because all those people were right. And those, I never will admit I'm wrong. Never, no matter how, because then that Ben Armstrong guy could, maybe he'll gloat. I'm not gonna gloat. I am upset for you. I'm upset that you're not upset. I'm fighting for you, and you don't even deserve me fighting for you. Most of you out there that are people that have pushed for all of this stuff. Now, I'm not talking about people who've been on this side, but there's been a lot of people who don't even deserve that have thrown hate my way, and I'm trying to save your life with truth. That's not a joke. It's not a joke. And if I was evil, what I would do is say, every single one of you liberals who love this stuff, go get boosted 150 times, please. I would encourage people to get vaccinated if I had evil in my heart. But I can't do that because I know it's bad and you're a human being. And even though you disagree with me politically and throw insults my way and hate my guts, I am not going to hate you back like that. I am going to understand that you've been tricked and deceived and you need to wake up. Wake up. You really think I'm on here trying to scaremonger people for the fun of it? And then what? Money's my motive? They're raking in billions of dollars getting you on this vaccine, and you think I'm making money by telling you the truth? Yet social media has banned me on almost everything. People hate you when they give you truth. They don't want to hear it. Most people have gotten the vaccine, so they really don't want to hear what I have to say about it. And I want that because I just like it. Yeah, that's what I do. I do it because I just like people hating me. I like that the government hates me. I like that the FBI is monitoring my shows. Oh, I love that. It's just wonderful to know. I'm coming out here with intelligence agencies
that you know monitor. And, oh, by the way, now by the FBI, or no, it's not the FBI, excuse me, Homeland Security classifies someone like me as a domestic terrorist. And yet I still make these videos, speaking the truth, because that's fun for me. Like I'm not telling the truth. You think I'm doing all this for the fun of it? And that's, so this is what I'm saying. So when I said I'm doing this, and there's a lot of people that don't even deserve me fighting for them like this, but I'm still going to do it, even though you don't deserve it. And you say, what? Why would you do it for people who don't even deserve it? Because Jesus did stuff for me, like dying on the cross, even though I didn't deserve it. And I have to be that way as well. At least I'm supposed to be. But I'm human, and I'm not always that way. But in this, thank goodness I am being that way. And I wouldn't be that way. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't be that way if it wasn't for Jesus. I'm dead serious. If it wasn't for Jesus, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be sitting back saying, let these fools that want this vaccine, let them get it. But I won't do that, because I actually do want what's best for everyone. And I don't want people deceived. I know it was a big rant, but it needed to be said. I want to give you a little more of Dr. Lee Merritt, though. Take a listen.
So this is not by accident. They decreased our immune response. And what's a decreased immune response? It's called acquired immunodeficiency. You know, it's not like that's a new, that's a descriptive term. It's not like malaria or, you know, brucellosis named for some bacterium. It's a syndrome. And you can have congenital, meaning you were born with an immune deficiency. You can have an acquired immune deficiency that happens later in life. And they're just giving it now a cutesy name, VAIDS, as opposed to AIDS, and making it sound like, oh, it's just something that happens. You know, it's like, the issue of sexual contact between men and women. And now they've come out with a new syndrome called winter vagina, because women are having
that note. We'll come right back with Dr. Lee Merritt. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going to play you what she's talking about there, because this is the insanity we've gone to. I'm talking about people lying, and they will just say anything to cover up the what is really happening with the vaccine. What she's talking about right there is an insane cover-up. But they're hoping people are stupid enough to buy it. That's what they're hoping. Take a listen.
I'm your guest host, Kate Daly, from The Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, the wonderful Dr. Lee Merritt, frontline doctor. And you can go to themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com, to get more information. She covers so many topics there, and also can give great help on how you can prepare for this season. But Dr. Merritt, we can't let winter vagina go. I mean, what in the hell? You really need to comment on this. Winter vagina.
They're making up diseases to explain what they're seeing as a consequence of these damaging vaccines. So a man takes a vaccine, and his wife gets a vaginal outbreak of a virus or a rash or something that's painful, and now it's winter vagina. Another example. Now we have all this chest pain that these guys are getting, mostly guys, but other people. It's now post-COVID stress syndrome. Okay.
And snow shoveling is dangerous. Now it raises your cardiovascular, like rolling dough or taking a walk or having sex. People are just going to peel off and die, and they're just going to say that now they're just in cardiovascular, you know, a hell or nightmare or something, and they'll never contribute it to the shot, will they?
Yeah, there it is. Cold weather can cause winter vagina.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But
and the left tries to act like we're crazy when they do that kind of crap, and it's all crap. And folks, like she's talking about some of these post-COVID side effects that they're trying to say, why do they only happen to vaccinated people? Oh, wait, I forgot. They're not technically vaccinated, even though they are. But for real, I don't know any unvaccinated person that has some sort of post-COVID syndrome of some sort But I know vaccinated people that do. Folks, there's the here's the biggest problem to get, the biggest hurdle to get over is the people who have been taught that man is naturally good. I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. That big lie. See, the Bible says the opposite. Man is naturally sinful and is born into sin. You're not born good and then be taught to be a sinner. You're born naturally a sinner. The world says the opposite. You're all born good. Then they brainwash them, and evil people are the ones who are brainwashing you to think this. Some of the most evil people in the world will say this. Oh, man's just basically born good. And then they teach you this and teach you this and pound it into you. And people really don't think that there is evil in the world that would do this kind of thing. Yet, if they open up a history book, there has always been evil, tyrannical people who have murdered millions of people and did it for power and other motives, and sometimes just because they're just satanically evil, demonically possessed probably. And I don't mean, see, a lot of people, when you say that, they think of like some foaming mouth. No, demons influence people and get them and try to get them to do evil things. And these people choose to do it, but it's still, you know, principalities that we can't see. And I don't know how it all works, but I know people are tempted to do evil things. And then when people get away with doing evil and get a, and think that they can do whatever they want and get away with it, they do more and more and more because they have a sinful nature. And our government has been so corrupt that our government officials get more and more corrupt every single year. And the ones that follow them became more and more corrupt. And then they started feeling like, well, wait a minute, we are the law. We control our own law enforcement. The FBI won't touch us because we own the FBI. We are the FBI. And so, and of course they can financially reward these people as well. And so the corruption gets worse and worse, and then they just become pure evil. And that is what has happened. I'm sorry to tell you, but America's government has turned to evil. I don't want to say that. I'm not saying that America is evil. I'm saying there are, I shouldn't say the whole government. There are many members within our government that are doing evil things. Let's put it that way. There are Americans on a whole are not evil, and we, the people, are the government. So I find it funny that they say, listen up, Homeland Security, as you monitor this. I want you to understand this. When you say that people who talk negatively or anything bad about the government in the United States is a domestic terrorist, you're saying if anyone says anything negative about another person anywhere in the United States, because the people are the government, so I'm talking bad about myself as well. How can that be a crime? When we are the government, not you, you work for us. You're workers for the government. Who's the government? Me. And this audience. You're a worker for me. I don't work for you. I don't have to obey you. I'm not your slave, and you can shove it. Punks, how do you sit there and work for the government in this way when you know it's trying to get you to do evil things? How are you not standing up against it? How are you not a whistleblower? Do you think God doesn't know what's going on? You think you're going to stand up and be innocent when you stand before God? The fact that you sit and do nothing and allow them to tell you to do evil things and you follow evil orders, you're supposed to listen to God way before you listen to man. And I don't care if it's your job, then you love your job, you love money more than God, more than righteousness. You choose money over righteousness, and God is going to tell you at the end of your life, you can have all the money you want because it's all going to burn up with you because you didn't choose me over it. So have it. Let it be your God. You better be scared when you hear this kind of stuff, because what I'm saying is the truth. And here's the biggest truth you've got to wrestle with. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. You've got to make that choice. Choose him or choose doom. I don't do this for the fun of it. I do it because I love everyone out there. And people hate me for it. That's fine. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.